Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Fred Bottomer, the look at the week in health. President Trump now says every American will have access to a coronavirus vaccine by April of next year.
Laying out a more aggressive timetable than government experts testified to this week, the president says he now predicts hundreds of millions of vaccine doses will be made available early next year.
We expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
The CDC director said this week a working vaccine probably won't be available to the general public until late spring or early summer. Mr. Trump said Dr. Robert Redfield was mistaken. The president was asked if he believes he knows better than his own government experts.
Yeah, in many cases I do.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Amid questions about whether it's been subject to undue influence from political higher-ups, the CDC has now reversed the controversial advice it issued last month on coronavirus testing.
This latest revision removes the brow-furrowing guidance the CDC issued last month, reportedly at the insistence of political appointees at the Department of Health and Human Services. That suggestion, that the close contacts of those who've had the virus need not be tested if they don't feel sick, has now been replaced with a version more closely aligned with common sense. The CDC now again says that people exposed to the virus can and should be tested, even if they're not showing symptoms.
The CDC has now released a report on the dangers to pregnant women from COVID-19.
The 600 coronavirus positive cases for pregnant patients that the study tracked, about half were symptomatic. Of those, 16.2% of cases were severe enough to need treatment in an intensive care unit, and 8.5% required ventilators. Two of those patients died.
Doctors in the Southern Hemisphere are pondering a medical mystery, and one that may affect all of us living north of the equator.
The seasons are reversed in the Southern Hemisphere, so when the pandemic began during our spring, it was autumn in places like Australia, New Zealand, and much of South America. And doctors there fear that the annual winter surge of influenza cases coupled with COVID-19 cases would overwhelm their hospitals. But the surge never came. Instead, many countries in the southern half of the globe have instead seen record low levels of winter flu or even none at all, sparing potentially tens of thousands of lives and offering a glimmer of hope as our winter approaches. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
New statistics are further evidence of the nation's obesity crisis.
The U.S. adult obesity rate now stands at nearly 42.5%. It's the first time the national rate has passed the 40% mark. The national adult obesity rate has increased by 26% since 2008. Mississippi has the highest adult obesity rate in the country at 41%. Colorado has the lowest at 24%. Rates of childhood obesity are also rising, with nearly 20% of young people ages 2 to 19 considered obese. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.